Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is Ray Perry, your hostess, coming from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Today, we have one of my best friends, and you're going to find out I have a lot of best friends, that I didn't actually meet at a homeschool conference, and she's not actually a homeschool mom. She is the mother of one of the homeschoolers that I met along the way, and we have become very, very close friends, and we work together quite a lot. We have a very interesting story, and I can't wait for her to share it with you. So I want you to welcome with me my personal card designer. She designs cards for me with software on the Internet that we send to people through the U.S. Postal Service. We do it almost every week. I want you to welcome from Dayton, Ohio, Katherine Jackson. Welcome, Katherine.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here. Can I make one little adjustment there?
Sure.
I'm not a homeschooling mom, but I am a homeschooling grandma.
Oh, that's right. Grandmother, because you helped Stephanie with her children, right?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So I want you to just tell us a little bit about your life, where you came from, what your occupation was, and how we connected, and a little bit about your story.
Okay, great. I'm originally from Michigan, but I've been in Ohio for many, many, many years, so it is now my home. And, of course, I work out of my home. I was a teacher for, 20 years at least. But when I came out of college, teachers were a dime a dozen, so I ended up teaching adults, which I absolutely loved. And I worked some at Sylvan, and then I retired from there when I had grandchildren to babysit for. When my husband died, I moved in with Stephanie and her family. And she has right now 7 children at home, and we are homeschooling 4 of them. Well, the 5th one starts kindergarten this year, so I help with that. So that kind of keeps us busy, to say the least. I worked for Ray before I ever met her, and Stephanie met her at the Cincinnati Homeschooling Conference like 5 years ago, and following that conference, she and her whole entire family went to the Home Business Conference, and she responded when Ray asked if there were people who would like to design cards for her, and there were several people who responded, and she had some people try it out, and Stephanie's the only one, I guess, that really stuck with it. Well, because I live with Stephanie, she would bounce ideas, and we would talk about the cards and that kind of thing. And I got really interested. And then when Stephanie kind of got a little swamped because of all the kids, Ray asked, well, would your mom like to design some cards? And she said, well, I'm sure she would. So Ray, being the smart business person she is, she let me try one to see how it went. And then another one along the way. And then it ended up that I've been doing all her cards now for several years. And I bounce mine off Stephanie now. so that makes it actually kind of fun. But I actually love, love, love what I do. I have now developed a business doing that. And as you heard, Ray is one of my customers. And, yes, she keeps me busy. We do cards every week. I don't know if there's ever been a week where we haven't. But I have picked up a couple other customers along the way.
That's awesome. It's so wonderful to be able to do something that you love and to be able to do it from home and to be able to make money at the same time. And so when we set this whole little system up years ago, I was so excited about it because it kind of came about in a way that was kind of accidental, which I don't believe in accidents at all. I totally believe in everything being fine. So what happened was I have a software, have access to it, where you can log in to your account, drag pictures over that you've uploaded, drop them into the template, type your words in, upload an address, and once it's uploaded, it's saved, and you can just click and find it and click it after that. You don't even have to upload it ever again. Hit send, and a company in Utah would print and mail the cards for you. Well, I thought that was the coolest thing, and I've been with the company for a very, very long time. But I am not an artist. I'm not a technician. I'm not a patient person at all. And I enjoyed sending cards, and I wanted them to look a certain way, and I wanted them to be wonderful. But, and I wanted them to look even better than I could make them look. I had pictures in my mind of what I wanted things to be like, but I didn't have the patience to sit down and do it. And then when I found that I was sitting down and doing that kind of thing, I didn't do a very, very good job because I'm not artistic. And so I had the idea in my mind that I would really love to find somebody else that could do this for me. And I thought, how on earth could I ever, number one, afford it, and number two, find anybody that could do it for me? I got tried to get some of my girls to help me, and they would help me a couple times, but they weren't committed. Maybe I didn't pay them enough. I don't know. And so when Miss Catherine came along, when I gave her a card to do, she did such an amazing job with it. I was so impressed. And so I said, would you work for me full time? And she said, we'd try it. We started out, and we started making cards. And then I started realizing the cards that she was making were so absolutely wonderful. They were so much better than anything I ever saw in any store. I guess I shouldn't probably tell you that, Catherine, because now you're ready to go.
Okay, right.
But they were all so personalized because we made them with all of our pictures. And we would just go to each other's Facebook pages and pull the pictures of whatever was going on right off those pages and then put them into the cards and then type a very personal letter with our names, because you can use merge codes to add names and all. And we would send these cards, and they're printed on high-quality paper, and it would be awesome and wonderful. And the people would get the cards in just a few days, and we would even throw in brownies sometimes because you could do that. And people started calling me and emailing me and saying things to me like, wow, what a card. How did you do that? And so the other day I was talking to somebody at a conference, one of the homeschool conventions where I was, and the lady said, I just love getting your cards. She said, they feel to me like they're inspired. She said, every time I see them in the post office, I can't wait to open them and feel the inspiration of God. She said, they're all so anointed. And I thought, you know, it's wonderful to be able to send blessings out to people. And, you know, you never know how if somebody's having a bad day or not. And so if you're able to send them something in the mail, that's one of the most wonderful things that I love to do is get cards in the mail and bless that person for that day. You never know how that one little card could be a huge pick-me-up and really make a difference in somebody's life. So I just decided, all right, we're going to start sending cards all the time. And so I uploaded all of my children's birthdays and anniversaries and my grandchildren's birthdays and my great-grandchildren's birthdays into the system, and then the system sends us a reminder. So Ms. Catherine just finds the Facebook group or page that goes along with that person, pulls the pictures off of it, and then sends me the link and says, how does this look? And then between the two of us, we go back and forth and edit it, make it look like it needs to look, and then she uploads it all, hit send, and it is a marvelous experience. And I have absolutely loved doing that. So Catherine, I just want to say thank you to you for having such an awesome gift and ability, and thank you for putting up with me and doing that. It's so wonderful.
You're welcome, but I think I need to thank God for that. I've always been kind of a crafty kind of person, and, you know, as you get older, your hands get a little stiffer and that kind of thing, so I couldn't really do all that stuff I used to do, so this has just been a wonderful, wonderful thing for me. And I really like to tell people about it and to share it with people because, you know, other people who are creative, this gives them such a great way to use that. And I do have to add, I do those birthday cards for my grandchildren as well, and they love them, absolutely love them. We put pictures in there of them and their siblings. And my granddaughter said, Grandma Cat sends the best birthday cards.
That's right. Well, one night I took the mail over to one of my kids who have six children, and or who has, I guess you could say, and they had already gone to bed. It was around 8 o'clock or so. I didn't realize they'd gone to bed so early, but they weren't asleep yet. So when they saw me come in, they came running out, and they said, "Oh, Mimi, Mimi." And so I said, "I have a present for somebody. I have a birthday card that came in the mail." So I gave it to the two-year-old, and she opened it up. And you know how little children respond to cards that they get from that you buy at the store. It's just a card. It might have sprinkles of sparkly stuff on it, and it has some bunch of words on it that they can't read because most 2 and 3 year olds can't read. And it's just a generic card. And I've seen them literally look at the card for like 2 seconds and throw it on the floor and never pay attention to it again. Well, when I walked into this the living room, and this little 2 year old who could not read got her card, she opened it up and she looked at it, and then all of a sudden all the other children gathered around and they all looked at the card together, and they were sitting there looking at it all the time that I was sitting there visiting. And then the mom said, "Okay, back to bed." And so her mom said, "Give me the card." And the little girl grabbed it with both arms and held it up to her chest, and she goes, "No, my card." And she took her card to bed with her. And I looked at that, and I thought, now that's a good card when you can't get it away from a two-year-old. So I have loved sending these little people these cards. They have been such a blessing to them, and they keep them. They keep all the cards that we send them. Now, another thing that we've done with the cards is we host a lot of live events, and we have virtual events, too. And so we use these cards for marketing because you can send two-panel cards, three-panel cards, and postcards. So what we've been doing lately is sending the postcards that introduce some of the people that are going to be at the conference that the attendees are coming to ahead of time. So, Ms. Catherine, do you want to tell us a little bit about some of those types of projects that you've worked on for us?
Yeah, we do. Excuse me. Besides the birthday cards and the personal cards Ray sends, she does a lot for the business. And we send information cards all the time, pretty much monthly. Educating for Success members get a kind of a newsletter kind of card that just kind of it keeps Ray in touch with them and keeps them up with kind of what's going on. And we always try to use a photograph on the front that's just vivid and kind of happy that goes with the season. And I know I could actually display mine on a little card thing for, you know, like the month or 2 months to kind of keep up with what we've done. And when I look at those pictures on the front, they really just make me smile. Now, after a live event, we send what we call legacy cards. And those are ones, they're three panels, and Ray always gets a picture of the entire group, which spans the inside. And it's just a great way to remember the event. We put pictures of the speakers in there. And for her big conference, we actually take photographs of all the families that come separately, and I put those on the front of the card. So it's a great memory for them as to what happened. And when it comes in the mail afterwards, I really think it's kind of a spark, too, for them to kind of remember the things that they learned. And they see those speakers, oh, yeah, he's the one that said this. We really need to act on that. So I think it's it really serves a double duty besides, you know, just a memory thing. It sparks a review of what they learned.
That's awesome. And I love sending those legacy cards. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of time for Stephanie, who's our photographer, Catherine's daughter, to take all those pictures and keep all those people straight and get everything organized. So that they can come back and individualize those cards, because we have 400 to 500 people that come to our conferences. Of course, we have a lot of young people that come. We have families that come, so it's not individual units. But they try to take a picture of every family that they can, and then they put it on the front of the card, and then the rest of the card on the inside is generic. But every family gets a personalized card. Can you imagine going to a big conference that has 400 or 500 people? It's 3 days, and sometimes four, because we have a fourth day for our students, for our protégés. And when you get home, you're going to get a card from the organization that reminds you of the experience that you had. It's, that, to me, is just the most wonderful thing, because it's really wonderful to me to have a live event, to go to live events. I love experiences. I love doing different interesting things, and I love being with interesting people. But once it's over, all it is a memory. All you have left is the picture. Well, what do you do with pictures? You stick them in a scrapbook, maybe, or they might be on your phone, or they might get deleted, or you never know what. So if you can send those to somebody in a card, they can put that card, a lot of people put them on the bookshelf, but like they stand, they're freestanding cards. They'll set them up on a bookshelf in front of the books, or they'll put them on their desk. I've heard of people putting them in all different types of places where they can see them on a regular basis, and it just helps them to remember the experience that they had. Plus, it's a good marketing tool as well, because if they had a positive experience at that event, and I hope everybody does, because we have lots of fun. We have English country dancing at the end of every day, so the kids love that. Then you'll want to go back. Your children will want to go back, and you'll want to become part of that community that we're building, which is international. And so these cards have been very, very instrumental in us marketing everything that we do about Educating for Success, our community, our live events, our classes, and all that. And actually, Ms. Kathleen has even taught some classes, and we've had several students who have had the privilege of taking design class from her, where she actually teaches both the creative side of it and the technical side of it. You want to tell us a little bit more about your classes?
Sure. Excuse me. My daughter and I actually teach that in tandem, and we cover not only how to use the software, but also design tips, what you need to do to design a good card is what I'm trying to say. And Stephanie is very good at the computer side, because sometimes you want to do extra things to a photo. You need to tweak it or adjust it or take the background out or something like that, and she actually goes into that part of it. And the students actually submit cards, and then we critique them actually in the class to say, okay, you know, this was a really great idea, or, you know, this won't show well because of this or whatever. And that, I think, is probably one of the best parts of the class, because you learn so much from watching the cards being critiqued actually, you know, live. And we also have we're available to the students, so if they have any questions or anything like that, we are just so happy to deal with that. And we so enjoy doing it, and we enjoy seeing the people kind of growing in it. And I want to add this. I don't know that it really fits here, but I want to add this. I did a card for Ray just recently, and we talked about it and stuff, and then, you know, I made some changes, and I sent it to her, and she wrote back, "Better, send." And I'm going, "Better isn't good enough." I had to tweak it some more, because when she tells me better, it's like, no, it has to be better than better. So she has challenged me so much, and I have grown a lot. And a designer does grow a lot when they get the critiques, because if you don't satisfy your customer, you got nothing. So anyway, that's all I've got to say on that.
I didn't even realize that, because I noticed that you sent me the third draft of it, and I thought, wait a second, I thought this card was already sent. But I understand that concept of trying to not make it be better, but to make it be good. And so I appreciate the detail. And see, that's one of the things that I think that artists are really good at, is that attention to detail. And that's what makes our cards so wonderful. And we've taught several sets of people in the classes that Ms. Catherine and Stephanie have taught through the years. And what I want to see is I want to see one of them grab a hold of her artistic eye and to be able to do the types of things that she does. And so far, I haven't seen anybody that's met the quality level that she and Stephanie have put together in the cards that we do. And so I really love bringing this level of expertise to customers. So what I've done is when I talk to people, some of my clients who host live events and who want to do marketing and who want to use these for relationship marketing where you can get your foot in the door when you can't call, when people won't take your call or your email, you can send them a card and tell them about yourself and ask them to call you if you want to. I have lots of clients who need to stay in touch with their clientele through cards like this. And so I'll tell them, you need to send cards. And they're like, well, you know, we don't have time for that. We don't have a budget for that. So what I do is I just say, let's just have Miss Catherine design a card for you and see what you think. And so she'll put a card together and send it to the person, and then they absolutely love it. And so she then gets hired by that person to manage their cards. And so it takes a little bit of time sometimes for some of our clients to really see the value of it. But once they start getting those cards, then they start feeling how the relationship has been strengthened by that. And so then they have the desire to send those out. And then there's also a business side of this thing, too. This is a network marketing company, the only one that's out there. There's lots of different software programs you can use out there to make cards with, but this one actually has a network marketing base underneath it so that if you want to tell other people about it, you can actually earn money on that, too. And then once you pass on or leave this world, you're welcome to pass it on to the next generation. So it'll pass on down to your children. So there's a lot of good things about the company. And plus, what we do is you can send a lot of different types of gifts, and our favorite one is brownies. They have the best brownies that you've ever tasted. We can't figure out how they do it. We went out and took the tour of the facility out in Salt Lake City one time, I think it's where it was. It's in Utah, and they have all these refrigerators in their warehouse, tons and tons of refrigerators, and they're all full of frozen brownies. So they ship the brownies frozen, so they know by the time that they get to your house a day or two later, they're going to be soft, but they're going to be somewhat fresh. So it's just been a wonderful experience, and I just love it. So I'm going to have Ms. Catherine talk at our conference coming up in August on the stage a little bit about send out cards and show some of the designs that she's made through the years. Through this year, basically, and some of the ways that people can use those for enhancing their businesses. So, Ms. Catherine, I look forward to seeing you in Louisville, Kentucky at our conference coming up on August 12th and 14th, because it's always so fun, and it's always great to have you and Stephanie there with us.
Thank you. I am getting really excited about it. Good. And we've made our plans, and it's going to be fun.
Good. Well, I just wish we could bring Stephanie's children. How many does she have, like 11 or so?
Yeah, she has 11. Only 7 at home, though.
Wow. Well, one of these days she needs to bring the whole pile with her because we do have English Country Dancing at night that all the children love. And the other thing that we do is we have a bunch of millionaire experts that we put on the stage that talk about a variety of things. And so this year our keynote is Joel Salatin, a lunatic farmer extraordinaire who is going to talk about how to monetize, actually 10 ways to monetize a small farm. He started the free-range chicken movement in America back at Y2K and started the chicken tractor movement where you put chickens in a pen and drive them every day, change their soil every day. And we also have Brian Young, a homeschool dad who's coming from Minnesota, who actually made $1.5 million from what we've heard on Amazon last year selling books, and he's created a system for doing that. And so if you're a book lover or if you have curriculum in your closet that you'd like to get rid of, Brian Young is the person to talk to because he absolutely knows what he's doing. Very, very, very nice guy. You're going to love him. And then we have my friend Jack Bosch, who has come from Germany to America to experience the American dream. He didn't have any money when he came here. Learned how to do real estate, and within 18 months was a millionaire with real estate. Now he teaches people how to buy and sell land, and he's done over 3,500 deals. Very, very nice guy. You're going to love listening to him. He's so fun, and he's got such a great German accent. And then coming from the UK is the owner of Membergate. Now, one of the things that I do for my income, I have multiple streams of income, but I have a membership site that has three levels, and the entire thing is supported by a website that's hosted on Membergate. Well, Tom Cohn from the UK is the owner of Membergate. I met him years ago at a conference. It was before he was the owner. He was just an attendee and a tech guy from the company at that point. But since then, he's bought the company, and he has great plans for it. And so he's going to be joining us to talk to us about how you can create passive income with a membership site. And I totally believe that everybody should have passive streams of income, and many of them. So you're going to get to meet him. And then we have Mike Stewart, who is an audio video expert. He's going to teach you how to use that cell phone you've got and monetize it, and also your laptop. Darren Vanette is my black son. Not really, we just say that. He's going to be doing our non-denominational service on Sunday morning, along with two other ladies who are going to be doing some special music. And then my son Drew is actually going to be coming to talk to us on Sunday afternoon about dirt. He's had some type of a revelation. He's been a real estate investor for a very long time, and now owns a dirt company, and he has something on his heart that he wants to share about dirt. So we're going to also have some presentations from other members of our community who are not millionaires, but they're millionaires in the making, such as Ms. Catherine. So you'll be able to learn more about our community and Educating for Success and meet some of our players and have a wonderful time. But the main thing is this is a home business conference to teach you how to make money from home. If you don't understand how to work for yourself, and all you've ever thought about all your life or all you've ever been taught about is being an employee, then you're going to have to get a different mindset to do something different if you want to become financially free. So that's why we put this event together. That's why we host this thing. And that's why I invite all these experts and speakers and millionaires to come and share with you the things that God has done in their lives through the years and how they have impacted other people's lives by using their gifts and talents. It's just been absolutely wonderful. So, Ms. Catherine, I look so forward to seeing you and Stephanie again. And y'all will actually be the first people that anybody sees when they first walk up to the registration line, because you always are right there at the registration, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. That's really a fun part. Everybody's all excited when they get there, and you get to help them, you know, make it to where they need to be. I'm very excited about that. Looking forward to seeing you, too.
Yeah, and Stephanie will be there with her camera. So at the end of the registration process, you go through the lines, you do all the things you have to do, you know, sign away your firstborn child. No, not just kidding. And at the end of the registration line, Stephanie will be there with her camera. She puts you against the wall and takes your mugshot and then records your name and basically uploads your picture into the card after the whole thing is over and sends it back to you, and you'll absolutely love it. You'll have such a positive, wonderful experience there, because there's no place else that I can think of on the planet where you can learn how to make money from home like we do and generate as much money as you want to doing the things that you love that also help other people and glorify God. So that's what we do at this conference. And also, I forgot to mention that Jennifer Navarrete, who is our social media expert, will be there. She's going to be teaching us some very interesting things on the first day. She's actually recording this podcast for us right now. She's the one that got me into doing podcasts and a variety of other different things that I'm doing. And also our resident accountant, Mauricio, will also be there on Friday, who's so inspiring. And if you've never heard an interesting accountant teach you how to save money and how to make money, you have to come listen to Mauricio. So on Friday, Mauricio and Jennifer will kick it off with a positive attitude, some really cool stuff that you're going to be excited about learning, and you're going to have a great experience from the get-go. So I can't wait for this event coming up, and I can't wait to see you, Ms. Catherine. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us a little bit about what you do.
You're so welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Great to have you here, too. And so if you have any questions about what we've been talking about today, you're welcome to contact us at educatingforsuccess.com. I will put you in touch with Ms. Catherine. She is available to help other people because she is open to taking a few new clients right now. So if you're interested in having someone design cards for you, you would absolutely love working with her because she's very awesome and wonderful. And if you're interested in sending cards yourself, we can help you do that too. Just let us know. Just shoot us an email. You can connect with us through educatingforsuccess.com. And if you'd like to learn more about our awesome conference, that they're the only conference of its kind in the whole world, where homeschool families bring their children to learn about home business together from millionaire experts who know what they're doing, then you can join us at educatingforsuccess.com/2016. That's 2016. HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference. And we're also going to award somebody with a $1,000 prize who has won the Summer Home Business Contest that we're sponsoring right now. The contest is over and we're in the voting process right now, but we can't wait to find out who wins this year's contest. It's going to be so exciting. So if you're interested in joining us, we'd love to have you. My guest today has been Ms. Katherine Jackson from Dayton, Ohio, my card designer, who makes everyone feel awesome when they go to their post office box. So thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you in Louisville, Kentucky, if you can make it. This is Ray Perry, your hostess, signing off.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.